signed. The letters. See? The speaking hand as it forms the alphabet. I circled behind her. I saw it now, and felt abysmally stupid for having missed it. Once you saw that, it was easy to read, if you knew your sign. It said, "This may be the last communication, Croker. There is something I must do. The risks are grave. The chances hang against me, but I must go ahead. If you do not receive the final installment about Bowman's last days, you will have to come collect it. I will conceal one copy within the home of the wizard, as the story describes. You may find another in ore. Ask for the blacksmith named Sand. Wish me luck. By now you must have found a place of safety. I would not bring you forth unless the fate of the world hinged upon it." There was no signature here, either. Darling and I stared at one another. I asked, "What do you think? What should I do?" "Wait. And if no further episodes are forthcoming, then you must go looking." "Yes." Fear. The world was marshaled against us. The Rust Raid would have the Taken in a vengeful frenzy. "It may be the Great Hope, Croker." "The Barrowland, darling. Only the tower itself could be more dangerous."
"Perhaps I should accompany you."
"No. You will not be risked, not under any circumstances. The movement can survive the loss of one beat-up, worn-out old physician. It cannot without the White Rose." She hugged me hard, backed off, signed, "I am not the White Rose, Croker. She is dead 4 centuries. I am Darling." "Our enemies call you the White Rose. Our friends do. There is power in a name." I waved the letters. "That is what this is about. One name. What you have been named, you must be."
"I am Darling," she insisted.
"To me, maybe. To Silent. To a few others. But to the world, you are the White Rose, the hope and the salvation." It occurred to me that a name was missing. The name Darling wore before she became a ward of the company. Always she had been Darling, because that was what Raven called her. Had he known her birth name? If so, it no longer mattered. She was safe. She was the last alive to know it, if even she remembered. The village where we found her, mauled by the Limper's troops, was not the sort that kept written records. "Go," she signed. "Study. Think. Be of good faith. Somewhere soon you will find the thread." Chapter 22. The Plane of Fear. The men who fled Rust with the cowardly Windwail eventually arrived. We learned that the Taken had escaped the plane, all in a rage because but one carpet survived. Their offensive would be delayed till the carpets were replaced, and carpets are among the greatest and most costly magics. I suspect the Limper had to do a lot of explaining to the lady. I drafted One Eye, Goblin, and Silent into an expanded project. I translated. They extracted proper names, assembled them in charts. My quarters became all but impenetrable, and barely livable while they were there, for Goblin and One Eye had had a couple of tastes of life outside Darling's Null. They were at one another constantly, and I began having nightmares.